Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to the Abroad Japan podcast, probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. I'm your host, Chris Broad, and we're joined, as always, by England's top Japan enthusiast, Mr. Pete Donaldson himself. Pete, how the devil are you doing this fine day?
I'm feeling good. It is a Wednesday evening, as you hear this.
Sound very calm.
I just hope everyone is having a lovely week. It's because we are. I am hurtling towards a little holiday. I booked myself a little holiday to the Caribbean, which I've never been to before. So I'm looking forward to getting tanned in Rancho Relaxo. And then,
when are you going
there? It's next month. So
what?
I've not got long to... trim
devil.
Down a little bit.
Where are you going? Where are you going in the Caribbean?
St. Lucia.
Oh, that's the rich one. That's where all the billionaires go, yeah.
Is it really?
Oh, okay. Money bags, Donaldson.
It was set. What I've noticed is when I would go to Japan, I used to think Japan was the most expensive place I could go. But turns out just flying into a city is very much quite affordable compared to holidays to places that people actually want to go. So like I used to go, my trips are always like to like Europe, to a city, to like Eastern Europe or the Far East, but you'd always be landing in Seoul or Shanghai or Beijing, and so like they were quite affordable because they were kind of like, you know, it was the same trip that people would do to see family or business trips. But if you're flying into like somewhere holiday, good God, the flights are expensive, Chris. They're so expensive, they're insane.
Well, I remember I went to the Bahamas when I was a student because my housemate, Ed, really cool guy, he's from the Bahamas, and he like invited me over, and it was such a cool place. I got quite culture shocked there. It was quite, just island life is very different. The weather's awesome. It was really magical.
I'm going to come back like Michael Scott from The Office with a little plait in my hair playing the steel drums.
What do you do in St. Lucia? What goes down?
I think we both know it wasn't my decision, Chris. I think we both know. I have no concept of what St. Lucia is in the east of the Caribbean.
I never don't think you've ever had a holiday that's not like somewhere quite adventurous and daring. Usually it's like an island in South Korea. It's the Sapporo Snow Festival. It's like a prison.
Hanging out with you.
In Asia. And yeah. Now you're going to a nice beach that all the billionaires go to. So, yeah, it'd be interesting.
Well, I keep... to see how the other live. I keep on getting... Chris, I mean, this is very much on the attack of the... within the remit of the Bronjman podcast. I keep on getting, right, emails from a PR firm, right? And I'm not going to name who they are. But I find them fascinating because right. They keep sending me stuff, and then they keep sending me the results of, you know, like when companies fund research into certain things. Like, so for example, I got that sent an hour ago, a study by Compare the Market, which I think is an insurance broker or something like that.
Right.
They've basically done some research into where the most expensive city is to hire a car. And guess which Japanese city is in the top 10, in at number 2, out of all of the cities to rent a car. Yeah, and we talk about this city quite a lot in Japan.
Is it Nagoya?
It's not. It's Fukuoka.
Oh fuck! So, that was my second choice. God damn it! I'm really annoyed now. Edit that out. Make me look good. Fukuoka—that's interesting.
Is it though?
Surprise.
That's the thing though. Is it though? I keep getting sent these kind of.
No, it's not like, interesting.
No, well that's what I mean. So, and then I'll get an email from them saying, "Have you read the stats that I sent you a week ago?" The other one: Japan is the 5th best country in the world for a gap year, according to a new study. I don't know what. I don't know. I can't use this for anything. Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Japan's
facts.
Apparently Japan's probably the I think Japan is the like a really popular a place to get a tattoo inspired by the country or whatever. So they've basically found that we do a podcast about Japan and they keep sending us Japan facts. So they've had their Compare the Market mention. We won't go over it again, but I just think it's fascinating that I keep on getting these stats. So I'd like to thank the people from the PR firm because we've got 4 minutes out of it as of recording. But it just makes me laugh that they keep sending me these weird stats that I have no application for. But we now know that Fukuoka is the second most expensive place to hire a car in the world behind Singapore.
Mediocre fact of the week. I mean, what's going to be next? Japan's the 12th best country in the world to look at a tree. Like, what kind of crap facts are we going to find next?
10th is Tel Aviv, mate. So there we go.
Good God. Oh, I've started a new channel. That's what I've been
doing.
Whoa, been,
steady.
Why you've been booking your flights and trips to the most beautiful tropical island in the world, in the whole galaxy. I'm sitting here setting up YouTube channels. It's not really, though. I've just rebranded an old channel from Abroad Japan Stories to Abroad Japan Clips. Yeah. So now I can.
Oh, nice. Oh, that seems to be more popular than ever. So what are we going to be finding on the Abroad Japan Clips?
You're going to find lots of the sort of videos that you're never going to see on Abroad Japan or the second channel. The Chris Abroad channel is like, it was supposed to be like the place where I have fun, but actually it's just turned into a place where the videos are exactly the same decent production quality as Abroad Japan. But the idea about the Chris Abroad channel is I can make videos that aren't about Japan, whereas Abroad Japan is all about Japan. And the Abroad Japan clip channel is where random things go. Like, for example, I've just uploaded the promo for Natsuki's cameo, a silly little promo I made in the snow. Because Natsuki made me promote his cameo, I was really bitter about it, so I made the really sarcastic and unpleasant ad for it that actually backfired and did really well. But like, I also, like, I'm hanging out with like Connor this week, and you know, there might be some moments when we're together that I think, oh, I want to film this and just put it up.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of just like chilled out moments. And also YouTube, what's it called? YouTube Shorts, which are all the rage at the moment. Shorts.
Eat my shorts.
Shorts. You do a video under a minute, you've got to do it in portrait mode, you put it up, and then YouTube will share the video far and wide in front of your face, and there's no escape from it. And that's what I'm going to do. So it's a bit of an experimental playground, shall we say.
Fun.
Yeah.
Well, stick some podcast in there. Give them a little bit.
Actually, The Abroad Japan podcast is in there as a story already, a short, whatever it's called. Yeah, YouTube just turned one of our videos from like 5 years ago into a short without me knowing. So it's already there.
Seems quite rather popular. Rude. Seems rather cheeky presumptuous.
Bastards. Cheeky bastards. We've got a story this week from Kevin, ladies and gentlemen. He says, "Dear Chris and Pete, my name is Kevin and I am a Japanese studies graduate and civil engineering student from Germany. I enjoy the podcast and wanted to share a little story / curiosity from my time as a foreign exchange student in the city of Kagoshima in 2018. To stay fit, during my time in Japan, I used to go to the park at night to do a few exercises. Because it was too hot during the day, I used to go at night. I was aware of Japan's low crime rate, and I'm 6'3", so I thought nothing of it. Most nights went well, and the few people I met were very friendly. One night, though, I arrived at the park and a group of about 15 to 20 people were standing in a circle, slowly spinning around in the dark without saying a single word. Oh, good God, it's Fight Club. Because the group consisted of men and women wearing normal clothes, and maybe because I was a bit naive at the time, I still went to the park to do my exercises in proximity to the group. It was a small park. They kept on turning around in the circle without acknowledging me, when they suddenly burst out in different directions to then squat and sit down in all corners of the park, all again without uttering a single word. After a while, they walked back to the circle to then split up again slowly and left the park without saying goodbye. I was, and still am, baffled about the incident because I never saw the group again. I've heard about some cults and sects in Japan, so I may have witnessed some sort of gathering, or perhaps I just met the single most disciplined and time-efficient workout group ever. Has anything similar ever happened to you? Cheers, guys. Kevin," who sounds traumatised by this very bizarre series of events. What on earth is that all about, Pete? What's your take?
Is it the? I'm thinking it might be that. Is it the horror? The dance you see sometimes see at Jewish weddings, where I think it started in Romania, where everyone just kind of like spins around. I think it's in the middle of like them lifting the bride and the groom up on the chair. I think you sort of spin around, but the dance becomes more and more intricate in certain parts of the world, in Greece and stuff. Maybe it's that. Maybe they're just doing the horror, but a really fancy, forest-sized version of it.
I don't know what to make of it. It could be a cult. I know there was a cult in Kagoshima that has a very culty and very impressive headquarters up on a mountain, which might be near there. There are like some really weird culty religious, some sort of bizarre religious groups in Japan. There's one called Happy Science. Go and Google
Happy
that.
Science.
I don't want to get caught up with them and get murdered, but yeah, go look them up. Happy Science. It's an interesting name for a group, isn't it? Happy Science. Maybe they're happy. I don't know.
Sounds like a workbook. Sounds like the sort of book you get given in school. You're like, I'm not happy about this at all. This is rubbish. I hate it.
Rubbish science. There are like quite a few cults in Japan. Japan isn't immune from them, so could well be. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just an exercise group. I'm just glad you didn't get robbed. I thought there was going to be like a really sinister end to the story where someone like stole your wallet. But that's good. And if you're in Kagoshima in 2018, Kevin, I was there too. Maybe we walked past each other. Mm-hmm. Unlikely, very unlikely. What do we got stories this week, Mr. Donaldson? Enlighten me. What's the story? What's going down? Impress
Chris,
me.
You're not
going
to bloody believe this, mate. Someone has been having it away with a load of farmer's strawberries.
Theft?
What's the most amount of strawberries you've ever seen in your life? Is that amount of strawberries worth 200,000 yen? Someone has been going around stealing bloody strawberries. Peak strawberry season is around the corner, and Sankei Shimbun, the newspaper, have reported that a strawberry grower in Mibutan in Chochigi prefecture was ready to pick all of his strawberries, but the strawberries in question, weighing around 108 kilograms, have been stolen. Someone broke into the greenhouses of this guy between the night of the January 27th and the morning of January 29th, and they've nicked away with all of these strawberries. But apparently it's a bit of an epidemic. People are stealing strawberries left, right and centre. So if you are offered in some illicit strawberries on the train or in the hub, Chris, just say no, because you might be profiting from strawberry crime.
I feel awkwardly complicit because I just bought some strawberries today for about 800 yen.
Chris.
$8. Strawberries are so bloody expensive in Japan. I did a video once, like a documentary about Fukushima. No, sorry, documentary about the tsunami. And in that video, I went to a strawberry farm where they make like the most expensive strawberries in the world. They're called polished strawberries. And they cost $50 per strawberry. $50 per strawberry.
Per strawberry.
That would £35.
That's the sort of price range where you sort of go, well, this is going to be the... I think... 50 quid for the best example of each particular fruit. I don't think, because you only need to do it once in your life. And you go, well, I don't need to eat any more strawberries. Because it'd be like, you know, you got to eat your greens and eat your, you know, eat fruit and veg and stuff, five a day or whatever. I'd be like, I'm not eating strawberries anymore because I've eaten the best one. Nothing's ever going to be as good as that. So it's going to, you're spending 50 quid to ruin strawberries for the rest of your life.
I don't. I'm an idiot. I should have jumped on this. I should have made a video about it called just like I ate a $50 strawberry. You know, people are like,
you can too if you've got $50.
You know, like these YouTubers where they just sit on an Emirates flight and just fucking sit in a chair on a flight that costs like $20,000. I'll one up them. I'll be like, well, I've got a $50 strawberry.
Eat a strawberry on there. Yourself. Get the same seat, but eat a strawberry. Yeah, just, just be this kind of like decadent influencer bell end and just sort of like, instead of like being pictured in front of a Cessna, just get yourself a punnet of these really expensive strawberries and just throw them at someone's window. I don't even care how much this costs.
Just rent a Cessna, the same one I flew over the volcano in last year.
Yeah.
Just, go in there with like $1,000 worth of $50 strawberries. How many strawberries is that? That's 20, isn't it? No. 10, 500, 20. Yes. 20, $50 strawberries. Sit there, eat them, and live a real life of luxury. But you know, like, these strawberries, and I want to stop talking about strawberries now.
Stop talking about strawberries then?
The expensive fruit thing, it's a fascinating phenomenon. Every major Japanese city has a department store, and in that department store, in the basement, there is a fruit section where they sell the gift fruit. And the gift fruit is insane. We don't even have this concept in the UK, but it's fruit that costs like a biblical price. So you've got the $50 strawberry, you've got the $200 perfectly round watermelon that looks like God has handcrafted the watermelon himself out of clay. You've got like a fucking $100 cucumber that looks like it could be a katana sword. You've got the grapes, the budor, the grapes, the green grapes. They're like really kind of thick and rubbery. Like if you threw one of these sort of $60 grapes at the wall, it'd bounce off the wall like a bouncy ball because the outside, the flesh of the grapes are so
thick.
Thick and
oh, well, I mean that's what everyone says, isn't it? That what's your favourite part of a grape? Oh, it's the skin. Disgusting. Oh, let's make this really thick grape. Oh, gross.
Have you ever had $60 grapes, Pete? Have you ever had them?
No, as discussed on this podcast before, I went to Corfu, and they're big on grapes there, and I thought
Corfu,
I was buying a big punnet of grape. No, Corfu in Tokyo. Right. Just near. And I bought a big punnet of grapes, and I thought, well, they're going to be the best grapes I've ever eaten. But they weren't actually grapes. They were like little plastic condoms filled with jelly that looked
that
like grapes.
That is disgusting.
Tricked. Absolutely tricked.
You got mugged off.
By the grape man. Absolutely mugged off.
Nice. You can make a video, though. I should just go into one of these shops, spend like... I don't know.
You always say this stuff on the podcast. You always go, "Oh, it'd be a really good video," and then you forget about it. As soon as this is finished, you go back to editing your Ken Watanabe documentary and having a big cry.
Can you imagine though, like the highs and lows? Like one week you've got a 25-minute slick documentary of Ken Watanabe, a week in the life, Japan's biggest movie star. The next week, I ate a grape that was really expensive. Like it doesn't like, really.
Yeah, but it makes people appreciate the high production standards. The next video, give me your login. I'll do some videos. Make people really appreciate your work.
I know what I'm gonna go and do it tomorrow because I know other YouTubers steal lots of ideas from this podcast. So I'm gonna get a preemptive strike in. I'm gonna go to the supermarket.
Copyright strike.
I'm gonna go and buy the grapes, the oranges, the cucumber, whatever the fuck I can find.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna drag it back to the studio. And I think Connor's coming tomorrow. God forbid.
Right.
and I'll like eat it with him because you know
Chris,
he'll
there
be
are
like
strawberries all over the wall. What have you been doing?
Oh gosh, it's not like Wales. We
yeah, it'll be good. We'll do it. I'm gonna do it now. Gonna do it. And I just hope the very expensive strawberries I eat tomorrow are not part of this vindictive, terrible crime. The great strawberry theft.
That could be amazing. You're just trying to find the strawberry thieves, the strawberry thievers. Because I mean, because they're hot strawberries now. Like around that area, like it's probably not like the Brains Trust fella or woman who's doing that, like stealing strawberries. You know, because it's really easy to like to figure out who's doing it. It's the bloke who's selling strawberries in the pub, for crying out loud.
Well, you know what? I've got an idea. Norm, Tokyo Lens, he's recently got a boat license. What we'll do is we'll drag some suspects out into international waters and then waterboard them and find out where the strawberries went. And we'll get the answers
we
need.
Took a turn, didn't it? Took a turn. There's the ad break. We'll be back with your questions after this.
That's a Chris Abroad video right there. We'll be back in the moment, guys, with the fax machine.
You've changed.
And your stories and questions.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Save big money on your next project. Now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit. And he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Mine's pretty low after coming back from the craziness of WrestleMania, too many body slams and all that. And I'm pretty jealous of my co-host Chris, who seems to have been exploring Japan's most isolated hotel. He's definitely winning in the relaxation race, but I'm determined to catch up with him. It can be easy to get swept up in social gatherings and spread ourselves too thin, but with therapy, you can learn to prioritize your time and recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Japan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Japan.
Definitely doing it. And we're back with a fax machine. What have we got this week from our listeners, Mr. Donaldson? And
we got a message from Sylvia. Greetings, Chris, Pete. I'm joining the two of you as a singular entity. As I enjoy my city's core being occupied by protesters, I caught myself wondering what happens in Japan when people go out to protest. Is it common to see protests in Japan? I never see much about that. I suspect it's not really a big thing in Japan. I think every trip I've ever gone to Japan, there's been several protests happening outside different embassies and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I have seen quite a lot of protests in Tokyo. Not as many as you'd see in London, I think, but they are quite common, and they're very orderly. Like, they're usually surrounded by police. They, like, put the whole road off, and there's a real sense of order to it. But yeah, no, it happens. It happens. Usually the protests aren't big, though. It's usually a small group. I've never seen a major protest like we have had in the UK. But yeah, there's never been a big protest while I've been here.
I think whenever I've, again, because I fly into capital cities, whenever I go on holiday, it's generally people are in the streets protesting about something. I remember the last time I was in Austin, there was this... say again? Yeah, my president protesting the embassy.
Get rid of him! Get rid of him! Send him back to St. Lucia.
Don't give him his Esther. I went to Austin. Last time I was in Austin, Texas, obviously. They looked like... You know the band The Polyphonic Spree? They got a lot of members. Or maybe Arcade Fire. There was these guys in big white jumpsuits with what can only be described as fake blood around their crotch, right? Oh, and they were protesting circumcision. They were protesting the idea of circumcision, and they were basically saying, like, why are you doing this? I mean, as a British person, I think it's pretty obvious the default setting for a British man. They don't generally get circumcised unless they're Jewish. And it's a fascinating thing that babies go under when they're kids. Just wash yourselves, guys. Don't worry about it. But yeah, it's fascinating, that whole kind of ordeal that you put, that a lot of people put kids through for the sake of cleanliness. Or I don't really know, to be honest.
I think I read that it's more common than not around the world, actually, circumcision.
Yeah, it's, but it's bizarre. Why is it? I mean, just weird. But it made me laugh because it was just like they looked like members of Arcade Fire, but they just had blood on their crotch and they were protesting. but these, if you go on their website though, there was this link to an article, how to reverse it. Now, if you think about the logistics of that, some of the contraptions that these men have come up with, amateur contraptions to reverse that particular thing, just by literally just pulling on it, it's just horrible videos and pictures of these people who are trying to reverse it, all linked to from this pressure group.
I thought this podcast had reached an all-time low when I talked about waterboarding strawberry thieves on a boat out in the Pacific. Now it's gone. Yeah. It's got even further.
Got even worse. It's real life, baby. The world's an uncomfortable place. Think of this as one level below the Chris Abroad channel.
We got one here. Get me out of here. We got one here from Dr. Brent. I wonder what he thinks about circumcision. He's from San Clemente in California. Hello, Chris and Pete. Went out at a restaurant. This is a big topic change. Went out at a restaurant. What is the polite way to signal to your friends and waiter that you are ready to go and ask for the bill without seeming rude? What I tend to do is, there's a thing where people go towards the end of a meal and someone goes to the toilet, the person left the table usually ends up paying the whole bill. And I'm usually the one who's like, oh, I need to go to the toilet now, and then I'll disappear. And that is your cue, Dr. Brent, to pay the bill and finish the night. And what is the polite way? Just say, well, guys, I've had a great meal. I want to go now. Like, there's no way around it.
I shout, I put my hands on the table and shout, this is boring, I'm leaving. And then I throw coins on the table and walk out. turn on my heel and walk out.
That explains our last encounter, P. But no, it's not rude at all. Is it rude to finish a meal? I don't feel like that. Don't worry about it. What do you mean?
As in, like, what do you mean? I mean, it's rude to finish a meal before everyone else has finished eating and then say you're going to leave. That's not the done thing. But I mean, I think it's just, I think to signal to your friends and waiter. I mean, I guess it's put your coat on. I don't know. How do you do it in English? How do you do it in England? How do I sort of go, I've got to go now? I've got to make up an excuse. That's what I usually
do. I do it all the time. I just go, that's a great meal. I'm knackered, guys. I'm going to call it a night. I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm off.
Exactly. I've had too many Moscow mules.
If you've charmed me and you've won my approval, then I'll be like, let's go to a bar. Let's go get a drink.
You know? Let's go get a drink.
One more drink.
You're
for
a disgrace.
There you go. No rudeness required. We got one here from Declan. We've never had a message from someone called Declan or Dr. Brent. To be fair, greetings, sexy Pete and sexier Chris. Get in.
Get in.
I like you, Declan. I'm Declan, a British expat living in Ohio in USA. I've recently found a very cute Japanese market in the heart of Ohio called Tensuke Market. It appears to be genuine Japanese products run by actual Japanese people. So far, I've tried Pocari Sweat, Boss Coffee, chocolates, just general chocolates, and dried ramen. But what should I buy that will give me the best taste of a Japanese convenience store? All the best, guys. Declan from Ohio. Pete, as someone who likes to buy things and go to tropical islands, what do you think encapsulates the best taste of a Japanese convenience store?
Get yourself some Tohato caramel corn. You see it a lot in those kind of Japanese snack shops and stuff. They're this beautiful, it's like a little tiny Wotsit that is the that tastes really caramelly and a little bit peanutty, and it's just the best thing you've ever tasted. It's incredible.
Are those literally the caramel corn? This is called caramel corn, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, it's just called Tohato caramel corn, or maybe one of those like little kind of Doraemon little. I'm making the sign, but that's probably not the sign to do on a recorded image. It's like an up and down big crisp, isn't it? What are those things? They went up in price recently, so they're not going to be they're not 100 yen anymore. They're more. No, 10 yen? They're not 10 yen anymore.
I wouldn't know, mate. More. Only healthy lettuce and
shut up, Chris.
And $50 strawberries and $500 grapes.
Those long crisps.
What I love about Japanese convenience stores are that you can get literally every convenience store in Japan has their own flavor, their own take on like cup ramen. So, you know, you got your cup ramen by Nissin, the originals, but they've all got their own variants. Like 7-Eleven, for example, has their own really nice spicy cup noodle ramen. They've got like pork, they've got miso. I think it'd be fun to try the different flavors of dried ramen cup noodles. I think there's fun to be had there. I think that's better than anything else. And also there's a drink called Let's Vitamin. What's it called?
Ooh,
it literally has Let's Vitamin written down the side of it. Gonna have to think about that one.
I'm not seeing that one.
CC Lemon, try that. That's a good one. The vitamin C of 30 lemons in every bottle. It's delicious. Have that with some cup noodle.
Gross.
And one of Pete Donaldson's caramel corns and a $50 strawberry, and you've got the ultimate Abroad Japan podcast meal. Keep the stories, questions, comments coming in to abroadjapanpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back, guys, to it all over again later in the week, but for now, no matter where you might be out in the big wide world, have yourself a great few days, and we'll be back to do it later this week right here on the Abroad Japan podcast. Time to go get some fruit. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
In Japan is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.